This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Tiffany Sizemore Ruiz, a concierge medicine physician who owns and operates the practice Choice Physicians of South Florida. Dr. Sizemore Ruiz, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So first of all, what is concierge medicine and how is it practiced?
So concierge medicine is basically a relationship between a patient and a physician in which the patient pays an annual fee or retainer in exchange for services which are not typically covered by medical insurances. So these services include 24/7 access to the physician via cell phone or email, same or next day appointments, and direct coordination of care with any subspecialist. In many instances, the doctor themselves will call and make the appointment and speak with the subspecialist personally. Concierge physicians care for fewer patients than in a conventional practice, which allows for more personalized care. I believe personally that being a concierge physician is not a very easy task. Each doctor has to have the ability to foster close, trusting relationships with their parents. Basically, my patients are just an extended version of my family, and so they know they can rely on me 24/7, and I always have their best interest at heart.
Very impressive. Now, why should women be heart health conscious, and how can they take better care of themselves?
So women are frequently the healthcare decision makers in their families. So from taking care of sick children to helping out spouses and partners when they're ill, women kind of typically do it all in the majority of households. So women figure out how to pay for it, how to make appointments, how to help heal their families. The only problem is that they really don't take care of themselves. So one major aspect in which they do not take care of themselves is really their heart health. So many women actually still don't know that heart disease is their number one killer, more so than all cancers combined, including breast cancer. So to prevent heart disease and other medical problems, there's a few tips that I give women to help them to keep in mind to help keep themselves healthy. So we always want to make sure we're receiving regular checkups and preventative screenings. That's a biggie. So pap smears, mammograms, and heart health screenings as well. We want to stay active with 30 minutes of aerobic exercise a day. We want to keep eating healthy, so a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins, staying away from fried and fatty foods. Probably one of the most important things is to be mentally healthy by getting enough sleep and managing stress appropriately. We know that lack of sleep and high stress actually can lead to cardiovascular problems and even death. And we want to avoid unhealthy behaviors, especially smoking and excessive alcohol consumption. So five easy things we probably all know already, but we need to keep in mind every day to keep our women heart healthy.
Good information. Now, how do diet and nutrition act as prevention tools for one's health?
So the old adage, you are what you eat, can pretty easily summarize the truth about nutrition. So having a diet rich in fruits and vegetables ensures that you're receiving adequate vitamins and minerals that your body needs for cell growth, hormone regulation, and even just proper organ function. Lean proteins help to build muscle and keep hunger at bay in between meals, whereas excess sugars and fats can lead to obesity and diabetes, which we know as physicians and healthcare providers that are two of the biggest risk factors for cardiovascular disease. So to keep it simple, we drink water, put down the soda and the French fries, and grab an apple. An apple a day may really actually keep the doctor away.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Tiffany Sizemore Ruiz, a concierge medicine physician who owns and operates the practice Choice Physicians of South Florida, here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Sizemore Ruiz, why is it important to know your numbers?
So the Know Your Numbers campaign is one that has been started and implemented by the American Heart Association. And we like to make sure that women and men both know their numbers. And knowing your numbers means to know the following values. You want to know your weight, your cholesterol levels, your blood sugar levels, and your blood pressure. So I tell my patients that they should know their numbers like they know their shoe size. They should know it like the back of their hand. So we want to keep in mind that there are no symptoms for people with prediabetes or diabetes. There can be no symptoms. And those diseases may actually be severe even before there are any warning signs. Likewise, people have no way of knowing they have high cholesterol or high blood pressure without being tested. So knowing your numbers is a way to take control of your health and to develop a plan to correct those problems if need be. All people should be more in control of their own health, and knowing your numbers is a great way to start.
Most certainly. And how does prevention serve patients in the long term?
Well, these days, the majority of medicine that is practiced is reactive in nature, meaning that physicians are waiting for someone to develop diabetes or heart disease before even having a conversation about how dangerous these potentially reversible conditions are. So having a physician on your side who understands the importance of prevention is crucial to your lifelong health. Why would we treat diabetes when we can potentially prevent it is the question we need to be asking ourselves. You want to think of preventative medicine as basically a piggy bank for your future health. You could either take the time to eat right, exercise, and lose weight now, or take medications for the stent that you have to have placed in your heart later in life. But the key is to have a doctor alongside you that works with you in your preventative care.
If you would, share with our listeners where they can get more information about Choice Physicians of South Florida online for more information, and also where they can be in potential contact with you there as well.
Our website is choicephysicianssfl.com, so that's choicephysicianssfl.com. Our office number is 954-523-4141, and we are also on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram is at Choice Physicians, and Twitter is at Choice Physician.
In conclusion, if you would, is there a parting tip or advice that you'd like to leave with the listeners today?
Sure. My biggest part of practicing medicine is really prevention. I have a big belief that prevention is the key in medicine. So my biggest recommendation is to really go see your doctor, know your numbers, know your family history, what problems your family has had in the past with medical issues, and we want to try to prevent those before they happen. So again, you want to pick a doctor that's really going to be on your side and take the time to listen and take the time to sit down and draw the labs and do the exams necessary so that we can prevent diseases from happening in us and in our children.
Certainly been good to have had you today. We've been speaking with Dr. Tiffany Sizemore Ruiz, a concierge medicine physician who owns and operates the practice Choice Physicians of South Florida. And the website of reference, once again, is simply choicephysicianssfl.com. Dr. Sizemore Ruiz, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
And you too. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.